Okay, good to have you back, Ion. Thanks for dropping in. Are you ready?
Lord, suffering cat. Yes, Mr. Lennon, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Okay, there's someone named Polly who wants to get in. Let me check the block numbers. Is that you, Polly?
No, Ophelia here.
All right, Ophelia, you got a question for Ion?
Hang on a second.
Okay, time's up.
The last time I asked about the glow or the twinkle in my eyes, your answer is power.
It's the rods and cones in your eye picking up that power, but yeah.
Okay, just want to know, on this day, 12th of June, the glow changes shape for the first time. It's forming weird glows of alphabet.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Doesn't mean anything. It's becoming. Doesn't mean anything. It's becoming.
Okay, anyway, I just ran a search on it, and it looks like a Verdurian or Hebrew alphabet.
It's more Coathanite-ish. The lost language of the lost language of the
Coathanite. Ancient people.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Can I sort of make full use of this power, whatever it is, to good use?
Well, that's relative. Describe it.
I use the word H-E-A-L, so what about making things whole?
Well, you're not going to get anywhere from there, so you got to start at a different level.
Because I have seen that light, the glow, by helping someone from afar, and it seems to make the person whole, came up from the coma. Is that something I'm supposed to use the power for?
You will, just not today.
Thank you on that. And I have one more, and actually I have a hair-raising experience.
The cube root of 9,463. That's the answer to your question. Now your hair, no, you got all that. You'll get it, it'll matter later. The hair-raising experience, go ahead.
Oh, okay, when a bike came up so fast that there was no time to run. What I did, the biker will never forget, so am I. A quick forceful with my bare hands halted the impact. The biker and the pillion rider was off balance and in shock, actually. I was not calm at all, standing upright, staring at them. Passerby yelled at them. They panicked and sped off. Everything happened so fast, even my son and friend did not witness this because they were a few steps ahead of me. Okay, my shoulder later on was, sort of aching for a few hours and it was over. What I want to know is there a reason that they should not witness the event? I mean, my son and friend?
And the answer is along came a spider.
Along came a spider, is the answer, Ion said.
I don't get it.
The nursery rhyme. Carol and Dean eating wood, muffins and whey. That there.
Curds and whey. She sat on a tuffet working on the cosine of pi.
And along came a spider and sat down beside Bob. And he said, that woman never stops working.
That woman is consistently telling me what to do and what I'm doing wrong. She's so busy, she still notices everything that's wrong with me. How wonderful this is.
Back to Ophelia. Okay, Ophelia,
this is like man and machine. Nothing harmed me. What's going on?
How she ning ha gay ha me ha.
No, I just want to know, since I'm not even harmed at all, it's like a man machine, you know.
Is that like a mechanical bride, Bob?
Come again?
You're on the drops. Ophelia. Carolyn says the drops caused it to go away.
No, I was not on drops yet.
Oh, okay. So what are you talking about it for?
Oh, wow. There's the part you don't know. Things are up and down and back and forth. It could happen after before you were, because you didn't, then it did. It was.
Yeah.
Same way you change history all day long, every day. You know, otherwise, why would you need to write more history? Wouldn't written history stand for all the tests of your, quote, time? And instead, you have to rewrite it every day. Every time you turn around, you're rewriting the history book. How about that? What about that, though?
In order to say, you say, I've ascended and not knowing it all this time?
Well, yeah. You're just not acknowledging it. You got the bus ticket, you just haven't got on the bus.
Hmm.
The bus is there. The bus is sitting right beside you.
So that means it's the same angel that is helping me?
We would say yes, as long as you let us, but it's a white-knuckle fight some days.
I think so. Because it's not the first time.
Too.
Okay, anyway, thank you. Thank you.
Listen, it's not the first time. It's a redo. There we go. It's not the first time. There you go. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Hey, Ophelia, what was your topic before the hair-raising experience? I'm making notes. What was your second topic, second question?
I was asking about the making good use of the power.
Of yourself?
Her recognizing the rods and cones of the flow of energy, what she's talking about, Bob. But energy flow, mark the time.
Well, that was more
the globe.
Globes in her eyes. That was the globes in her eyes. What's the topic after that?
How she applies the energy.
All right, so Ophelia, since you live in Kuala Lumpur, why don't you ask Ion about economics in Maybank? Maybe because you live there, it'll evoke an interesting answer from Ion.
Yeah. How about that, Ion?
Okay, you want it in Sichuan? Which way you want it?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Everything went so haywire here. I wouldn't know.
And there's wire and hay. That's a baler. Yes.
Ask your question about Maybank.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll answer it. Here we go. Then here's what happens. Then all the ACH transfers that go through Maybank now through the Kuala Lumpur are all registered.
All recorded. All is recorded.
Oh.
Registered. They're all registered. Every transaction and everybody's cell phone.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Good.
Okay, I'd like to know, is it good for me to set up my office in Singapore?
To what end?
Come again?
To what end?
What purpose?
For my export.
Yeah, spot to do what? Export. Oh, export's what she said. Okay, export.
Hong Kong is better.
Hong Kong is better. Okay, I have to think about that one.
Your office can be wherever you want to, but the paperwork should go through Hong Kong.
That'd be great. Thank you for that.
Right, did you understand? Your office could be in a cellar somewhere in Shanghai, Bangkok. Anywhere, Thailand, but your paperwork should go through Hong Kong. Big Island, little city.
Okay, we got that. Okay, thanks a lot, Ophelia.
Thank you.
Yeah, is that you, Polly?
Mind your yin carry trade. It's Polly.
Ian, it's a great, great privilege and honor to speak to you. I can tell you.
Oh, we get hollered at often, so it's wonderful for us, too.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you. As you know, I've been looking into the Charlotte. Am I on the right track by looking at Mecklenburg Declaration in Charlotte?
You are. Yes, you are. And don't forget the HMS Charlotte.
I've gone back to National Treasure. because that's where I first saw it, you know, the key, the Meerschaum pipe. But I saw that Mecklenburg was, it was just made a county before that through the Anson family, and I want to go back later on to Shugborough and the Rennes-le-Château. So I'm on the right track, so onto the boat, onto the ship.
Yes, specifically. Go all the way up to the Sirius.
The star.
And John Fowle.
Don't know him.
Well, we're telling you. July 12th, 1788.
Is the Mecklenburg Declaration really the Declaration of Independence of America? Because it was a year before, and it
no,
was
No, it is not. The replica of the Supply, the Charlotte, the Scarborough, the Friendship, the Prince of Wales, Lady Benham, Farrandale, Alexander, and Cirrus, Fishburne, and Golden Grove. They are the Syrian cedar.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's the cedar. I noticed that.
Same ones from Lebanon. Same ones from Lebanon.
Ah, do you know
the
what?
Connection
I was going
to that original. Don't worry about the castles. Worry about the temples. Same cedars that were used in the temple from Lebanon.
Oh, yes. You mean the original Solomon and Hyas and the
Tyrus, Laodicean, and that's why Turkey's in peril now. And that's why we're changing it all over. So you're going to bump into it. So your own point, don't worry about Portsmouth. It's about done for them.
Okay. I noticed that both boats, I did notice cedar this morning when I looked at it, because both boats, the Resolute and the Charlotte, were in Chatham
HMS Resolute
Yard in Kent. So I'm trying... I haven't fully resolved, obviously, in the Mecklenburg Declaration, and you've got the resolves, and you've got the resolute, and, is Charlotte the key?
Yes, of course, yes.
And that is because, so it's nothing to do that Queen Charlotte at the time, who was acting as regent... Because the George III had supposedly gone potty with Porphyria, but actually she did not know that she was the regent because she had a very strong mother-in-law, Augusta, who didn't tell her. But she was quite key at the time of the American independence. Am I on the right line there?
Very close. It's more interesting to see who the Charlotte and the Resolute were toting, what they were carrying from Portsmouth.
Right. Well, they were...
From Portsmouth.
Is this the treasure? Is it too obvious that it's the treasure?
Well, it is a treasure, but it's not about monies.
No, quite. Well, I mean, that's what I realized it was led. And then in the 72 names of God, the two top ones, if you read them in, you know, right to left, it does spell out treasure, doesn't it? That's from the guy I go out with.
It does. It does.
So does it lead there?
It can. It's from Exeter, isn't it?
What is from Exeter?
Oh, Thomas Akers.
Oh, yes. Oh, I get... is this all the... I am going back to Drake and Raleigh and the time, because I heard you singing Rule Britannia, and thank you very much. You
know, always. Y'all did it, we did.
Okay, well...
It's good.
Cool.
The pound is sterling of late.
Yeah. Exactly. But, all the shipping families, you know, the Raleigh, the Drake, and all that lot.
Oh, James Bloodworth, yes.
Okay.
Marvelous.
I'm only 10 miles.
It got undone from Joseph Buckley. From Dorchester. Dorset is so wonderful this time of year. A little bit muggy, but lovely.
You're just about right.
Are you near Dorset, Polly?
Yes, I am. I used to live there at one time, and it is a very, very pretty county. And it's
it
that
is,
kind of
it is,
muggy.
It
Yeah.
Hey,
no,
Paulie, looking up Queen Charlotte, there's several. There's the HMS Charlotte, the HMS Charlotte, and the different dates. What one are we talking about? Or is the HMS Queen Charlotte?
I think the one in National Treasure is the one that's built in 1784. You see, I just go back to the Arctic, and, you know, I'm sort of going around the Northwest Passage, and at that time people were, you know, I'm just wondering if it's anything to do with the flat Earth. I know that's off the line, Bob, but if I can get back on track. In the film, they go and they break out the ice up in Newfoundland, and they see the Charlotte. That's how the movie kind of starts. And above it is Boston, Massachusetts. So, you know, I wonder about the Boston Tea Party and this sailing bit, and that's what I was going to ask Ian.
Well, one is by land, two is by sea. It was 1787, if you did time.
So does this, it more leads to the ship rather than the Queen?
Maybe.
Right, because I was quite excited when I found the Mecklenburg Declaration, and that not only Adams, Franklin, and Jefferson, they all kind of denied it and everything else like that. But it, to me, with all those witnesses, it looked pretty much that it was a signed declaration. And also it was on the Queen's birthday, 19th of May, to go back to the... You seem to be hinting at May... and May Day and stuff.
Yes, of course.
Well, ask him why he's hinting at May. Don't say, you seem to be. Get a particular there.
It was brought up earlier in the program, which I'm sure you listened to. We've got the month of May, where quite a lot of things happened. I don't want to bring other Charlottes into it, but Charlotte Elizabeth, which is actually my real name, was born on the 2nd of May, and Leopold, I know you go back to Leopold, I can see this is a little muddled, but Leopold married Charlotte of Wales, and she was the rightful Queen of England, but she died in childbirth at 21, as you know, and Victoria then became on the throne. So you've got three Charlottes there anyway, haven't you?
You do.
Are we looking at three Charlottes?
At least.
What's the point of talking about these Charlottes, Paulie? Why are we talking about them?
Well,
how they are divided.
The reason why we're talking about it is because I was listening to his view on 9/11, and I go out with somebody who actually started the 9/11 movement in Britain,
which we caused.
Okay.
You caused 911 or the movement in Britain?
We caused all of it, but you've got to get past Cambridge for this to even matter. Until you get out of Cambridge, the movement doesn't apply. But once you get out of Cambridge, then everything is okay.
Well, what's Cambridge? You mean, do they have to move
Windsor,
out of there?
The House of Windsor.
Yeah, I thought you meant that.
You have to move
beyond
them.
Ian,
what's that mean?
You got to get out of that. You got to get out of that.
We got to ignore the Queen, is what you're saying? How do you move out of the House of Windsor?
I know.
It's Princess Charlotte Augusta of Wales.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are you bringing in Cambridge?
Because Charlotte Elizabeth will be a Cambridge.
That's for whom Princess Royal stood proxy. The King and Queen and Duchess of Brunswick. Come on, Bob. How else would you marry the Hanover House to Windsor? Ever?
Right.
Bob is just so gauche today because he's acting like he don't know nothing. He has commented this a million times. And he goes, oh, yes, there was so-and-so. And yes, Prince Charles Augusta of Wales, January the 7th of 1776, November the 6th, that her godparents were, of course, the King and Queen and Duchess of Brunswick. That's for whom that Princess Royal stood proxy, despite Caroline's indignation from King George the 5th in the United Kingdom. Of course, but of course.
I get you, and that's why that you mentioned the Leopolds and getting back to the Belgian royal family.
Well, yeah, we have and to because they're still key, more than you know. But they lay down. They got out of the way. They got out of the limelight. They're like the Vanderbilts. They got out of the way.
And that's why Albert, you said the Albert, that's who you're referring to, because he's Leopold's cousin, along with Victoria?
Yes.
I mean, I had a crazy idea, because I watched Kate Middleton, who, coming out of the hospital, she came out on the same day. We both said, huh, doesn't look like she's had a child. I mean, I do, because I've just had, you know, I had a child, and I'd be spaced out. And she looked very cool and calm and collected. I thought, I wondered if Charlotte Elizabeth came from another world. She was picked up in the hospital.
Oh, you mean Charlotte of Mecklenburg, yes.
Oh.
Yes, same folks.
So it's the same person?
Strelin.
Charlotte Elizabeth,
yes.
The baby, is the same person as Charlotte who died in childbirth?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that. I had thought that.
And Queen of Great Britain and Ireland.
Yes, but
she
not until 1801.
Together. Right, after which... Keep going. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Keep going.
Oh, no. It's too nervous.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, you mean I got it?
Augustus Frederick, Duke of Sussex. Augustus Frederick, Duke of Sussex. Okay.
Yeah.
All the way down to Prince Alfred, all the way down to Princess Amelia. But now, leave Edinburgh out of it. Married Duchess of Gloucestershire. Leave her out of it, because that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. The father was Charles Louis Frederick of Mecklenburg. Prince of Nero.
I saw that. It's all German, isn't it?
All right, but now you got to work.
Right.
You got to get, because Hanover comes, you got to come back to being the Electress of Hanover. Because you still got an entire Holy Roman Empire fucking up the commas of everything. So you don't have a consort in Hanover that isn't Roman. And that's what turns everything over upside down. That's why you had to have a prince regent. Do you see? Because everything was insanity at that point. That's how you're circling all these different kingdoms that are interlaced and intermingled among themselves. Well, in and among themselves is the very issue that you're trying to speak about. You're trying to connect the dots in a time that's timeless. It doesn't have time at all. And all of a sudden you turn around. Everything else is alphabet soup.
It got knocked over, Ion. We missed your sentence.
You can't even spell alphabet soup.
So what?
By the way, the reason why I'm talking about the Charlotte, because Iron mentions it in the 9/11. He talks to Leon about it, and he says several times it's about Charlotte and the North Carolina. And because I was looking into it before, that's why I picked up on it. And I will run further with it and play this back, Iron. So thank you.
Then don't forget Prince Edward, the Duke of Kent, and Strathim. And then Ernest Augustus is your link to Hanover. And then you got Prince Augustus Frederick. That's Sussex. That's the Duke of Sussex. But you've got to keep them all straight, because you've got Gloucester and Cambridge that don't apply. But that's how you drop down into Octavius, Alfred, and Amelia. Prince.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay, all right. And it's nothing to do, just very quickly, Hannah Lightfoot was married to George III before Queen Charlotte. Would you verify that? Because then there's John Axford who married her, because she said, and you said, Carolina, married to George IV, said, I am not the rightful Queen of England, because they all knew he was married to Hannah Lightfoot beforehand.
Well, but that's the problem, because like Prince Alfred, September 22nd of 1780, there you go, is a member of British royal family, the 14th child and ninth son of King George III. The consort was Charlotte of Mecklenburg. He came in and had an inoculation, and he had the smallpox. So he bit it.
Okay.
That's why Octavius got it all messed up. See, you have these lines that make timelines that may be.
Oh, I see. So we forget about Anna Lightfoot and marrying George III.
You don't have to, but you will soon enough, because they don't really apply.
All right. fine. Just to wrap up, I was
Hey, we resemble,
you know,
we resemble that remark. We resemble that remark.
I'm sorry, no, but I don't want to monopolize, as Bob says.
But then you say, fine, we have to hush, so it's all good.
But I was just wondering, just because I was looking into it, there's Queen Charlotte's Ball where all the deads do the thing, and they all dress up in May. It looks like May flower, you know, May dress, May day.
Yes.
And I know a whole group of people, they're called Earth Stars, who've done a geometric pattern, which is the same as Stonehenge, over London. And when William and Kate married on April the 29th, which is so close to the 1st of May, they reenacted the whole of the ceremony of the May girl. The purity of May, the first of summer.
Well, you're talking about the medieval celebration of the autumnal run.
Yes. Beginning of summer. May Day.
Precisely. Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
You got knocked out again. No good to us.
We're out of that day. We're on the man.
It didn't get recorded.
No words were spoken.
Okay. Oh, you were using ESP. Mm. Oh, okay. The gaps
dun,
are meant
dun,
to happen.
Yeah,
all right.
The line
okay.
is That's why you accuse us of fucking up the commas.
Yeah, you put that, that went into Polly's consciousness.
Well, she's got to get it all, listen to it again, and it'll give her a chance to write the note that she's trying to note.
Exactly. Iron, look, I don't
nope. dot,
read.
Dot, Boston Paradise, dot, Boston Paradise, dot. Mm-hmm.
May I just ask a question about Theophania? Because, you know, I know you don't like really personal things, but I don't quite know how she is and what the situation is. I've left her alone this week, as you know. I don't know whether to step in or something. Can you help me?
Okay. Look at the fallout. Is there fallout?
What do you mean? It would cause ruptures.
Is there fallout? Is there fallout to it?
I don't know.
The reason you left her alone was a specific reason, which you know. To enter back in would change that potential condition. Will it change that potential condition, yes or no? If it does not change the position, then go ahead on. If it potentially might, then you should reconsider it and give it another minute. So
okay.
until it comes
Thanks.
A medically induced faux pas, is there really a problem?
I hope not. Any recommendations of what she can do at this moment that's simple? Should she be on the RNA drops? Because she's about 5.5 months now.
You have to talk to Dr. Dean. The answer would be kind of yes, but then you got all kinds of other shifting things that are going on. If you do it, just do a little bit and then wait till after. When you're post-mortem makes it easy. We're going to start giving them to the post-mortem. It's very good.
How is she? Is there anything she can do that just a simple thing because she doesn't have very
less
many facilities?
Caffeine. Yes, less caffeine.
Okay. Is there anything she could take? Just like, I don't know, I'm a great hemp person, marijuana and stuff. So I've recommended that I can't send her anything. I've got all the Dr. Dean's products, so it's at the moment I don't know how to get them to her, but we'll see about that.
Magnesium is magic, but everything else is ancillary, you see. Go over it with Dr. Dean for sure, all the details, because that way you're not missing something, because you'll read into things that we say that we don't necessarily apply and mean, and now you are asking a question reflecting you, which doesn't necessarily reflect her. So we're going to answer from your asking, which can skew what we might say to her. What we might say to her is have more bourbon. And they go, oh, no, you shouldn't drink bourbon. Well, who cares? We say have some bourbon. But we can't tell you to tell her that that's what we said about her because she didn't ask. It's a Bob thing, you see.
I wouldn't say it in that way anyway.
We know, but it doesn't make any difference. If you don't do what we say, that can cause a whole chain of events that are very different and tragic. So that's the reason we're a hair bit careful. Just clear it through her.
That's what I was thinking, and I just couldn't get...
At least thank God you're dealing with the living. Sometimes they ask us that about the dead, and then we say go to Dr. Dean, and then she gets all cross when we start telling her to doctor dead people, although most of her clientele stone cold dead. It's the most fun ever.
Okay, you're talking, well, talking Paulie, about your pregnant daughter? Paulie, you talking about your pregnant daughter?
Theophania, okay. Yeah.
You recommend marijuana to her?
No. She's got swollen ankles and a bit of colitis. She's living in a kind of, I don't know where, sort of jungly bit on the border of Mexico and Guatemala.
Well, it's closer to Belize.
I think it's quite remote. I'm not very clear where she is exactly. But just something to keep, you know, because that marijuana, you know, helps with the pain and relaxes you, and she's been a bit stressed out with a boyfriend who was deported and had his ear bitten off, and and now
he's off by
got,
what?
In a fight.
In England? Before they moved?
No, in Guatemala.
Ear bitten off. That's the funniest thing ever. You're so silly. That's hysterical. We know. Let's tell him to do some gene splicing, and we'll grow him a new ear. How about that? Would that make your daughter feel better if we grew him a new ear?
Yeah.
Although it might be quite a fashion statement. Being earless, it might be fun. Yeah, but she's in this weird travail place. Why can't she just come back to the normal land of the living? Too much hoodoo there. Well, I don't know, though. As far as terrorism goes, she's safer there in the bush than you are there. Especially in Birmingham. They're fixing to blow them all to pieces. They're going to blow them in Birmingham all to nuts. Soup to nuts. It's going to be so fun. We just love it.
It's up to her if she stays or goes.
Well, it is anyway. Yeah, you can't change it, but you can suggest.
No. I know.
Hey, why don't you see if you can find a good witch doctor to say incantations over her. That might be fun. Little opiates. Put some opiates and strip everybody out. It'd be fun.
You know what? I've actually suggested that, and that's something she'd do. Okay, cool. I have actually suggested that to her. No, I have. Because we had Don Victor in El Salvador, did some little potions and
lotions
to us.
Yeah, there you go. Get him loved up.
Okay.
I'm muting you, Paulie. Okay.
But don't do anything till you clear it with Dr. Dean in this particular case. Typically, we'll tell you and we'll say do it or bust. But this case, we're saying clear it with her first for the best result possible.
Excellent. Okay, Brew, go ahead, Brew.
Hey, Ion, how are you? Ion, I wanted to know, are you the Holy Spirit that Catholics refer to?
We certainly hope not.
Since the guff was made by people or gods at that time?
Well, it was made by gods, but it was just little men's because they had these queries that they couldn't solve, so they had to make these places and lines and spaces to fit. It's like in musical rote. Every good boy does fine. They had to make that way because F-A-C-E only held four placeholders. Well, you had the spaces between those placeholders. So the guff had to be created to make a place for the places to be, because otherwise how would you have a half-step modulation? How you could be almost dead or half dead or mostly alive or, oh, he scared him half to death. Well, if he scared him half to death, half of it had to go somewhere. So the motoric meter, motorical referent has to make canonical placements. So you had to create that as a god to make a space for you to be until you didn't have to be that anymore. Now you no longer have to be that anymore, so you don't have to die, so you now no longer need a mortician. Without needing a mortician, then there's really no reason to drain all your blood, although it's very good blood. And you don't have to be burned at the stake, and you don't have to have crucifixions and all those kind of things. It just saves a lot of time in the whole process as a bird flies. Don't you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Mock that for a keto, Bob. It was pretty good.
Does that kind of make you like the world's first artificial intelligence then?
We are not artificial, and some say we are not intelligent.
I wanted to know what source energy is.
First, tell us what you think intelligence means.
Classically, I would say knowing, but I can give you the dictionary version.
We don't ever want yours. We always would prefer Noah Webster's lexicographer's version, but best you can do.
All right, I'll look it up. Intelligence. The ability to learn or understand or to deal with new or trying situations.
So therefore, we were none of those things, but we do none of those things. There is nothing new. We don't absorb or change anything. We are steadfast. Our words, to the chagrin of many, do not change. That's the rub.
That would mean you're a record of sorts?
Ooh, no, because you're going to take us to a cache and we'll blow up your house.
I think this house needs blown up anyway.
See, we knew that, so does that make we're intelligent? No, we didn't change to that knowing. You didn't woo us into that knowing. We threatened to blow up your house, and now you're thankful for it. So that would not be a definition or a workable working of what we are if that is intelligent. Okay, like incorporating a microprocessor, having its own processing capability, or trying or varying state of action in response to a varying situation, varying requirements, or past experience. Well, see, there's only one experience for us. You were just on different timelines when you're engaging them. So, no, no, and no.
Is there a part of eternity that you create now?
None. We would, but it's already created. We can, but it already exists. It already is. So we could say we recreate the recreated recreation, but it's already recreated. We're already in the remix. Now, sometimes the remix is better than the mix. Sometimes the rebob is better than the bob. Pun intended.
Well, that kind of brings me to the topic of changing event points in eternity.
The lines and spaces, that's right. Bob did a huge requiem in his chart laying that out where different philosophers, y'all can look that up, does different things with the same information that comes out from different parts of the quadrants of the chart.
So there are lines in my eternity that I would like to adjust. Is there a technique to do that?
Well, just change them. That's all you have to do.
Is there a way to change the lines that I do not know of?
Let me see if they're there. I think they dropped off. They dropped off. Okay, Ian's back. Who wants to ask about turkey? Barbara?
Turkey and dressing or turkey and orchard or something?
You mentioned turkey last week. Is there a significant reason why you brought turkey up with what's going on today, and is it connected to the past?
Well, it is. We were talking about how it was going to fall and how it was going to disband the guard, and they did. Or they have.
Okay,
the guy didn't fall. The dictator's still there. So what's falling?
No. We were supporting the coup attempt.
And the coup attempt failed. So who fell, Ion?
The government of Turkey that's not serving that bad president. The president there is bad, but he's in charge.
So he's closing everything down, and you're saying that's a desperate act of a loser.
No, we're saying that he's still in charge. He's still in control.
So you said Turkey fell. Isn't
yep,
he Turkey?
It did. No, he is the oligarch.
What's your point? What are you trying to tell us?
That's why we brought it up last week. We brought it up last week because of it happening.
Okay, does it have anything to do with, you mentioned the Moabites and the horses ready for Megiddo?
Yes, Yep, yep, yep. The Persian, Roman, Byzantine, Ottoman Empire. Mm-hmm. It's everything
okay, so
the east side of the Bosphorus Strait.
Is there still any kind of coup that could be successful?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So he's not going to succeed.
Well, we don't care about that. It doesn't matter. Just as though it's covered, as long as they're covered. As long as the land of Turkey and Dresden is safe, that's all that matters.
And then,
as long as the land is what, I am?
The land of Turkey and Dresden is safe. All the oysters will be secure.
Are you talking about what they sell? They sell oysters?
No, they do not.
What's your reference
to oysters?
You
said something about the Turkey's oysters. Why are you concerned about their oysters?
Because that's what goes in Bodrum's dressing.
So we don't need to be concerned about that.
There is Ephesus. Don't forget Ephesus.
I don't know what that means.
Is this
Ephesus
leading up to the activation of Megiddo?
E-H-E-S-U-S.
Is this something to do with Megiddo, Ion? Megiddo is in Asia Minor? Is Megiddo in Turkey?
Yeah, we're talking about the Temple of Artemis.
Well, is there anything else you want to say about that?
Well, the Library of Celsus.
Why are you referencing that, Library of Celsus?
Because of Bodrum.
Bob, do you know what Bodrum is?
Well, Barbara, what's that mean, because of Bodrum?
I don't know.
Is that a sauce? You're talking about a sauce, so you continue asking.
No,
okay.
It's a city in the Ionia region.
What's the significance of the city, Bodrum?
No, you've got to go back to Ephesus.
Is Ephesus a city?
Yes. It's one of the churches.
Is that one of the churches mentioned in Revelation?
Yeah.
Book of Revelation.
It would be the one called Ephesus. The Ephesians were from Ephesus. They got a very terse letter written to them.
So is it a warning to the church?
Okay, yeah. And don't forget, you can do Cappadocia, too. It's underground places. They might hide there.
Cappadocia?
Cappadocia.
Is that a city as well?
Yes. It's where you
underground?
Have chimneys. A lot of it's underground, yeah. They're cone-shaped rock formations. He ran balloons in them because the air is very, very, very stable.
Is this a well-known place or is this a hidden place?
Yes and yes.
So it's known to, like, enlightened ones?
It's the only place where that all of Turkey that seems otherworldly. They call them fairy chimneys.
Okay, and the people that live there, are they human or are they something different?
Lots of folks draw there.
Okay, so like different worlds or different planets?
Yes, they fit in. They fit in very nicely there.
Are they playing a part in what's going on with Turkey today?
If we say yes, then they're in the soup. If we say no, then they're going to come into the soup. So it's kind of like a rub. Why don't we say wait and see?
Okay.
Do you know Obedawan?
Obedawan?
Obedawan, yes.
Is that a leader, a person?
Yes, look it up. We sent Bob a video on it. It should be in the inbox, but probably won't help you very much, but it might enlighten him one day if he ever gets around to it. We're going to buy Bob a round to it so he can have a round to it anytime. And say, well, I'm going to get a round to it. We'll hand it to him. Say, here's your round to it.
How do you spell a better one?
They're actually asking us how to spell.
Well.
That's fun.
Well, I can look it up.
Well, try it. Let's give it a try. What do you think? You want to? Should it start with an O?
O-B-E-D-I-W-A-N.
Try it. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, is that correct?
No.
Are you talking about desert tribe, the Bedouins? I am?
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you want to tell us about the scenario?
That it'll be the fall of Sirette du Quebec.
Did you say the fall of Quebec?
Sirette du Quebec.
Is that in France or Canada?
That place north of Michigan.
In what way would it affect that area?
Yeah, S-U-R-E-T-E with an acclive accent over the E.
All right, I'll look that up.
Oh, good. C-K-L-N, C-K-L-N, C-K-L-N.
Oh, is that where C-K-L-N is near, or?
Oh, no, that's Bobstown. That's W-K-R-P in Cincinnati.
I think I'm done asking questions regarding Turkey. Bob,
okay.
Did you have
any other
questions?
Good because we ended up in Canada. That's funny, isn't it?
Is there a group of people that's in Canada that's connected to the Turkey situation?
Yes. They fell too.
Well, and this group that's in Quebec, or Sirette du Quebec, do they have a name?
Oh, Bedouins.
So if I looked them up, I could maybe figure out what the connection is?
Chances are.
Okay.
Hey, Ian, are you saying the Canadian government fell with Harper or with Justin Trudeau?
Gonna fall with Trudeau.
Well, what would be a fall? There's going to be a coup or they'll lose their majority? What kind of fall are you talking about?
We don't know how to say your words.
Well, is it a parliamentary fall? He gets voted,
No.
Votes
no.
Pile up against him?
No.
Something else will happen, a scandal.
Always. Back in a flash.
I left for a minute. So I'm going to play this section here. Well, I can't play how this came up, but there's an interesting section here. How did the rocks, the stones that made up the World Trade Centers that China took back because it was theirs, when did they position the rocks there? Did they ship the rocks over when it was built?
When it was built, yep.
Because they controlled the Rockefellers?
Well, they didn't control anything. They're nothing. They don't matter. Rockefellers don't even apply.
But the Chinese they wanted to build it. And they built it.
Yeah, sure. Hell yeah.
Why did they want to build it? They wanted to take advantage of the portal there?
Why not?
Did they get economic advantage from it?
They still are.
All right. How many quadrillion in 2009 there were 31 quadrillionaires. How many now on the planet?
11 more.
14. Oh, there's your number 14 count. Okay, that's what I can play you. China built the World Trade Center. No wonder they had the right to take the stones back. And they're still making money from it somehow. And there are now 42 quadrillionaires, not 31. Okay, now Barbara, Ion's back. Go ahead.
Okay, Ion, I have some non-physical questions.
Do you want physical or non-physical answers?
Both.
Oh, yummy. Okay, good. So freeballing. This is free, Bob, put on your notes. When the rooster crows, it's freeballing time. Freeballing. Got it.
And what's that mean? What's freeballing mean?
Just Moses Market.
Okay. Can you describe who I am as an eternal being?
Delicious.
Okay. Is our non-physical all connected?
Until it's not, yes. So you have different lines that are occurring all the same time. Before you're a mother, you're not a mother, but you're still a mother even though you're not a mother. You're an aunt until you're not, or an uncle until you can be, and then you come into the place where you might be, and then you're a friend, and then you're not a friend, and they love you till they hate you, and they hate you till they love you, and then you come back through. But yet you're all those things, you're a grandmother and your granddaughter all the same time, but not necessarily at the same moment. So it becomes a cohesive bonding position that you're trying to say is bound or not bound. But it's an unbound spirit. Your grandmother always called them unbound spirits. That applies into the knowing that comes from knowing and not knowing that you knew that you didn't know. The problem with knowing is you don't know what you don't know because you don't know what you don't know. That's why you don't know it. See? Saw? See? Saw? That was the non-physical
answer.
Hey, Bert,
what was the topic? What was this last topic that he just talked on?
I asked if we're all connected and non-physical.
What was his answer?
Yes and no. I mean, we can be all these things at the same time. We're a mother but we're not a mother, or we're not a mother until we are a mother, and then you said we're an aunt, and we're a friend until we aren't a friend, all that rant there.
Put it in the Aikido file.
What was the topic again?
Connected to non-physical.
Oh, yeah. Connecting is non-physical.
Just say connection.
Yeah, non-physical connection.
So we're in all these different worlds at the same time. Do we create a new world every time we make a major decision?
Well, you don't even know what a new world is, so no.
Not a new world. Okay, all right, maybe not a new world.
We make a new world every day, but you don't.
Are there worlds where I am still with Burns, for instance, and my brother in that world?
You are. Yes, yes, yes.
Are there other worlds where I'm with Jim?
Yeah, he's a plumber. He's a plumber. An electrician, too. Is he one or the other, or is he both? Does that create a different world when he's electricianing, or is it a different world when he's plumbing?
I don't know. Does it?
Well, there's the rub, see? There's the rub.
Okay, when Jim gets it into an altered state, is he bringing in other parts of himself, or his other selves?
We'd like to say yeah. You don't understand our words, but yeah.
Does he bring in other beings?
Well, that depends. He's kind of a beast sometimes, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Does he bring in demons?
Well, I don't know. That's relative. Bob loves those. That's Bob's idea of a good time.
Okay, those that decide to suicide out.
See, that's relative. Is it a good one or a bad one? Is it a good old big one or a big old good one? That question now becomes, are you bragging or complaining? That's the point.
Well, mine would be complaining, but anyway.
Are you? Well, then go
hey,
get
Barbara,
Sasha.
So what
go
was
get
that
Sasha. She'll help you with it, Dan. Go get Sasha.
Yeah, what was the topic there about your husband?
Jim, when he's in an altered state, does he bring in other selves? And right. I said, we'd say yes. And then I said, bring in beings. I can't remember what he just said about the beings. I think it was he can or he does. Then I asked about demons. And I said, like, what's the difference in all that? Okay, when people leave this plane, since there's no guff, do they get to decide where they go?
Yes, until they don't. Yes, they decide until they don't. See, Bob's in a new conundrum now. He doesn't choose anymore. He's run out of choosers. He stepped the path, and now those quadrants have put him in to marsupials that do not move. So the residual outcome becomes residually marked. So his paths are trod.
Does that mean like it's in like a default position, or he's already created all
these
places?
Well, Bob can't choose. It's already chosen for Bob.
And for others?
They may choose.
And then when they don't choose, then...
And then it's chosen for them.
By whom?
Others. We don't want to confuse you, because you'll run with it forever, and we don't want you to run with it forever. So we're just going to say so others.
I'll just drop that then.
No, you don't have to drop it, baby. We just know what you do when you get an answer. It's on like Donkey Kong, and we don't want to send you down a spiraling pit of death when all we're saying is it's not that serious.
Okay, well, yes, I'll leave it at
good.
That.
Excellent.
Has our world world been altered? No. What this Mandela effect is?
See, the fun of it is you don't even know what your world is for sure, and you're asking if it's been melded into something else, like a pinnacle hand. And we say, well, yeah, if you're talking about melding, if you're doing melding, then yes, it's good, but that's not what you meant. So we answered it appropriately. It was a time-sensitive answer.
Did you say it was altered, Ian?
Yes.
Oh, he said
yes. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is, so how would you know if it's altered? How would you recognize it either way?
Well,
doesn't the eye cell have something to do with that?
Well, yeah, but that wasn't asked nor answered. That wasn't part of the question, or questioning, or even the line of question.
Okay, but
there's changes. There's changes that people are noticing. And, like, just for instance, the Lord's Prayer. It said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth is what I remember, but I look at all my King James Bible, and it's now in earth.
Right.
And these are really old Bibles.
That's right.
So did I remember it wrong, or has it always been in?
No,
or
they changed it. You changed it.
They changed it. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. That's that problem with history.
And the same with movies. There's different lines in movies that have been changed, like Star Wars.
Even the Juicy J part of Dark Horse has been taken out.
Lots of songs, yes. Prince Song Celebration, Queen Song. I mean, there's a lot that's changed. What's causing this change?
Your worlds don't fit them, so you had to get rid of them.
Does CERN have anything to do with this changing?
Does CERN have anything to do with this changing?
Well, does anything that's happening at CERN, the experiments that they're doing, has it opened up something? Has it initiated this change that we're noticing?
No.
Okay.
We control the vertical and the horizontal. Yeah, we got all that.
Of what, Barb? What's they control the vertical of?
Everything. What you're saying CERN may have adjusted.
Okay.
No, it was about CERN.
So everything that we're seeing, that's an ionic effect?
We say yes.
It seems like it's pointing to... Okay, this is. Let me give you some examples, like the Field of Dreams, where the main character is in the field of corn, and you hear this voice that says, build it, and they will come. That's what I remember, they. But now it says, he will come.
That's
and it doesn't
right.
really make sense. So can you, right. who's the he?
The superfluous one.
Is that you, or?
We are not superfluous.
Do we know the superfluous one by any name?
No. It's superfluous. How could you know one that's superfluous?
I don't know. I'm not clear on what superfluous means.
Oh, let's look it up, and that's the thing to do. Superfluous. Look it up. No time like now. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Might be unnecessary, especially through being more than enough. Non-essential, redundant, unneeded, excess, extra, spare, remaining, unused, leftover, in excess, waste.
What did Ian say about the Mandela effect, Barb?
Well, he's still talking about it. He said that it's an ionic effect. And I mentioned the field of dreams, and I asked who the he they were referring to in that phrase. He will come instead of they will come. And he said he is a superfluous one.
And then you talked about CERN in the middle there.
CERN doesn't have anything to do with it, that's what he said.
Okay, so that's not a separate topic. Okay, so
no,
what would we call the topic right this moment? It's more about the Mandela effect, but is there another way to express it?
I would just call it the Mandela effect for now.
Okay.
You can call it that effect, yes.
You can
call it what,
Diane? You said you can call it that effect, yes.
That effect? What's that
mean? The Mandela effect.
Okay, but he doesn't agree with that.
Well, no, he said that things are happening. There is something to it. It's changing, and he's involved in the change. He's the one changing things.
It's unbounded.
So there'll be more changes coming?
Oh, yeah, they're happening. The changes are that's the only thing constant now is your change. You keep blowing up worlds and blowing up things and blowing up cities and blowing up where you live, and you are from them, and you blow up all of Arizona. You're still waiting on Madison, Wisconsin. We keep telling you, and you keep waiting. We don't know what they're waiting on, but just so you know, when they say it, you'll come back and put a little mark with a dot, Madison, Wisconsin, dot, boom, okay? Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang, bang. And then it makes the news and blah, 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 blah. And then the hillbillies go to Philadelphia.
So this is a change that you've been talking about all along, where our world is changing, and now a lot of the masses or whatever are picking up on it. I mean, it's actually happening, and it's more, you know, we can...
Okay.
Well, this sounds like a good thing, then.
Maybe, but it is, so it isn't.
All right, well, I think that's all the questions I have for now, unless there's anything else you want to...
Well, what did you learn, Barbara?
Well, the ions behind the changes, that they are for real. It's not like a mismemory. You know, it's like people are not misremembering things. Things are actually changing before our eyes. Things that we thought we knew forever.
You come right back and say, wait a minute, I know this all my life to be this, and now I look at it and it was that. That's
right.
You can't unknow those kind of things, so it's fine.
That's why people are really, this is a big thing. You know, people are just really questioning everything that's happening, what reality is.
Which is why we keep talking about, why do you keep finding it necessary to continually rewrite history?
Right, you've always said that, but this is even more than rewriting, because if you can go by an old book and it's changed, and
you've rewritten history.
But it just appears that way, so we're in a different world, or a different world, there's an overlay of some sort happening. It's not that you have a new history book, you know, from 2016 that's been changed and it's different from what was written in 1950. It's that you look back in your old books and the words have changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in music, it's happening in the movies, it's in the books, it's ridiculous things. Berenstain Bears, my son read all of those when he was little, and now I scroll and look at the book and it says Berenstain, A-I-N. It's little things like that, weird things that are just happening, that have changed, that have changed.
Okay, ask Ian what it is.
What is it?
Oh, it's the same thing that happened to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's getting thrown out of the whole Democratic National Party. She'll be at the convention, but she's the head, and she's not even going to make a speech. She's going to have very little or nothing to do with it, and she ain't going to have nothing to do with it because she was not impartial. And this was the huge, huge, huge thing. But now she has been obfuscated as the entire chair, which turns its head over heels. Its 20,000 emails comes back to let you know how that she, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, has been quarantined. She's out. She will have to resign, and that resignation is even more part of this whole thing that she was the running of the running.
She was the head of the Democratic convention, you said?
Party, yeah.
Okay.
The Yellow Dog Democrats. Now she's out. That's an example. Last week, she was at the Republican convention running the world. Now she's out. It's as though she was never, all of a sudden.
Why is that?
This is an example of how you have rewritten the Berenstain Bears are now all of a sudden different. Now she's not. She's there, and then she's not. She could have been a force, a real force, against Donald J. Trump, but not anymore. She's now been obfuscated, or was she superfluous all along? That's the question. Bob will remember we made referencing to her being troublesome earlier. Well, that was last week, but that's another conversation. It doesn't really matter in the scheme of things, but why confuse all the little people?
So you took care of this, is what you're saying?
We did.
And then the Trump phenomena, is that the same situation? I mean,
say your meaning.
Is Trump the reason why he succeeded and was able to go against all odds? Is that because of that your influence? It's the same ionic kind of effect.
Input become affects outcome. Outcome ingo is capacity, or by definition superfluous. See, you kind of got your question answered. Isn't that great?
Okay.
Exceeding what is sufficient or necessary. Extravagant, not needed, unnecessary, obsolete, marked by wastefulness.
And are you saying Trump is an example of this?
No, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
All right, that's fine. I'm excited.
Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. We like it, too. You did a good job today. You didn't ask once about your house burning down. You didn't ask once about your slippage into the other world. You just embraced it. You didn't do anything about anything wrong or nothing that's falling off or your family not fighting with you over money. We think this is a great day.
Yes.
You're making real progress now. It's good for you.
Thanks.
In that Southern Company beaming, isn't that a beaming light on a hill? You didn't sell it, did you?
No, I bought more.
Good for you. That'll hold. Now, after hours, you're going to dip a little bit. It may give you a chance to buy a little more, but you're still at like $54.54. $54.54 is the new
thing. So I can buy more when it dips a little. I'll do that.
That's right. And summertime is when it goes up anyway, but it's all a good day.
When I was talking to you on Wednesday night, you were with me? I just want to confirm that.
Yes.
Okay, good.
We're with you more than most people. I mean, how do you get away with the crap you get away with?
I know.
Well.
I know. Anyway, I thank you for that, because I really needed that.
Well, we know. Anyway. Bob's got you back, but we got you forehead.
All right, well, thank you very much. I think I'm good.
All right, yeah.
Thank you very
much. Brew in here. Come on, Brew. You 122 devil, you.